Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, say we want Glazers out. And the incompetence out of Arnold the Dick and Murta the Meek, incompetent and basically just not very good headers of the so-called recruitment team from Manchester United, dishing out ridiculous wages, dishing out ridiculous transfer fees and basically having no plan, because they basically have got their tongues stuck up the backside of the scum parasites, despite all the efforts they do at PR, which are absolutely useless at the moment. The fans know, the players probably know, but if you're a player, you're quite happy to get those ridiculous wages. Ask, well, I could name a number of players, and it'll probably be a bit unfair to pick out the one that I'm actually thinking of. Let's just say he joined the club, not this summer, but the summer before, with ridiculous wages. But anyway, Manchester United back in action against West Ham later on today. I'm off around my mates to catch up with the Arsenal game. Apparently, Arsenal are winning 1-0. I've just had a quick look. And people, you know, obviously we don't have results still early in the match, still first half. People come and say, oh, look at Arsenal. Look how good they are, you know, battling back after that poor run of results. They're still bottlers, because what top teams and players in sports do is when the pressure's on, that's when they perform. It's easy for Arsenal to perform now. They are bottlers. They've bottled the league title. And Manchester United are on their way to bottling top four after I wouldn't say a shock of performance against Brighton, but it was a performance that didn't surprise me in the slightest. Against a slick team that in the FA Cup semi-final they managed to basically just stop a bit of a rampage after the second half by bringing on Fred and being more combative. But in that second half, they basically just, I mean, Eriksen Hag basically just accepted that, let's hope we can just get a point. And unfortunately, I'd say some people say chicken's coming home to roost for the FA Cup semi-final, but for me, it's more like the last-minute penalty we got at Brighton two or three seasons ago, which everybody thought was a travesty. Not the penalty decision, but the fact that Man United managed to get that last-minute penalty, even though it was a penalty. Can't remember the guy's name who did it. It's the guy who's moved from Brighton to Everton anyway. But everybody loved it when Luke Shaw did it. What did I say? It was a penalty. Everybody loved it. The celebrations. Newcastle celebrated like Brighton did, basically, because basically Brighton want to be in an FA Cup final, but they're not. But the celebrations afterwards, you would think they'd actually won something or got to an FA Cup semi-final, but no, they just beat Man United. We're not actually very good. In fact, we've just got a good manager, a good management team that has managed to eke out as much as they possibly can. And the season is a good season because we won a trophy. But the season could end poorly if they collapse and fall out of the Champions League. And obviously they've got an FA Cup final as well that they're looking to perform and win in. And I hear a lot of things from people about how, you know, look how tired they are on their feet, look how they're struggling. I mentioned this right at the start of the season. Nobody listens at the start of the season, because at the start of the season, oh, there's a long way to go, we'll see what happens. It's no excuse for a club like Manchester United to use tiredness. To be fair, the manager hasn't, but the fans shouldn't be looking and saying, oh, they're out on their feet. They're out on their feet because, unfortunately, the people who run the football club, oh, shock horror, there's a World Cup in the middle of the season. Oh, we might need some extra players. Oh, hang on a minute, we're in the Europa League, which could be a hard, long slog. Oh, we didn't actually top our group in the Europa League. That's another That's another two matches and no rest for the players. Oh, hang on a minute. They were happy to finish second, the scum parasites, because it was more money for them, an extra match in their Europa League group. So that's, they basically had every home match they could possibly get apart from... pretty much every home match you could possibly get apart from one, because they were knocked out of the Europa League. And, you know, arguably being knocked out of the Europa League could be a help, because if they do collapse and show this inkling for choking and bottling, cough, 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 they'll be the first time since December that Manchester United as a club has had a midweek off. Which is absolutely ridiculous, but unfortunately for Manchester United, they've put themselves in that because they've not set their team up squad-wise properly. And some of the players within the squad need to improve their performance and actually, do you know what, earn the actual wage that they're playing for. Not many players this season, even though they've had a good season, have earned their wage. I would just say that's just additional extra. That's just Erik ten Hag getting the extra bits out of them. But a lot of these players, consistently-wise, do not earn the wage that they are paid, which are absolutely ridiculous. As I say, I've looked at wages for some time, and I just think to myself, why are some of these players being given this wage for, basically, just for turning up and not performing week in, week out. It's PR garbage. I mean, one of them, I'm going to name the name, Phil Jones, his contract, it all started then, unfortunately, under weak management at the time. I won't say the name of the manager. We all know who it is because we're not allowed to say bad things about him. Legend as a player, shambles as a manager. But anyway, we'll see how United get on. I will be back with team news prior to the game. And then obviously post-match. Let's see if what Manchester United can do this time. And as I say, the scheduling hasn't helped. But as I say, tiredness, just excuses from a so-called big football club. They're not, by the way. So the team news is in for Man United. It is David De Gea in goal, back four, Wan-Bissaka and Malacia as the full-backs, Sean Lindelof as the centre-backs. Then it's Eriksen, Casemiro and Fernandes in midfield. Then up front, it's actually Weghorst through the middle with Antony and then Rashford. Interesting that. I mean, Weghorst will hold the ball up better, but he won't get you many goals. Hopefully, I'm going to get that totally wrong, but... a change of formation, not a change, just a change of tact, really, from Ten Hag. But again, I'm happy for him to do that because Martial was a disgrace, an absolute disgrace against Brighton. Wasn't putting his foot in, wasn't putting in any effort. And the thing is, what makes me laugh is the fact that a lot of the fans, our fans, thought he was the saviour. When Ronaldo went, now, whether Ronaldo should have gone or not is a moot point because if you call out the manager, that should happen. But remember, he wanted to leave in the summer and the manager was happy with that, but the club wouldn't let him go. But everybody thought our saviour would be Martial. Hardly ever fit. He's actually stayed fit for a period. And they were only given Weghorst as the other option when it should have been Cody Gakpo, which we didn't have the money for, allegedly, because we spent $80 million on Antony. As I said before, the structure of the squad, an absolute joke. The people who buy the players, an absolute joke. The people who negotiate the wages, an absolute joke. It's, you know, and it leaves the manager with the only option of Martial, who couldn't be bothered against Brighton. So why should he deserve to play in the next match? He shouldn't. Weghorst will see how he plays. As I say, teams have sort of worked him out and just stayed deep. But I suppose it's about his link-up play and how that is set up. Maybe we'll have runners from midfield. But West Ham have their midfield duo of Rice and Suchet-Paku, who were apparently ill when they played Manchester City. I don't actually believe that. I think maybe they could have played, but just thought, well, we're not going to beat Man City and Man United's a big match. But I suppose you don't say that because it's easier not to do that. So they'll be up and running. And as I say, you could argue that they've got as good a midfield as Manchester United. Because United's midfield hasn't really been functioning in the last few matches as a midfield together. So we will see, as I say, Brighton's midfield just destroyed Manchester United's midfield. So I think that says a lot, and we'll have to see if United can step up. New Arsenal have won, by the way, but they're not bottle jobs, apparently. The title race is still on. It isn't, by the way. They are bottle jobs. Man United could be on to being bottle jobs if they lose this game. I mean, I think a win is required today after dropping of the points against Brighton. So it'll be interesting to see how things pan out. The kickoff is in about 20 minutes. Let's see if Man United can step up to the plate and get a key result. And if we can actually see some kind of style, especially going forward. There's a lot of individuals going forward. Rashford and Antony are two wingers who like to score goals when supplying is key as well. As I say, it's good to have wingers who score goals, but if that's what the only thing they ever do is try and cut in and smash the ball into the back of the net, that is a problem. And as I say, I mean, people will say I'm a bit harsh when I call out Antony, but as I say, he can only use one foot and it's an embarrassment, and it's a fact he thinks it's quite interesting he can only use one foot. It's not, it's a joke, and he needs to improve. As I say, his transfer fee is not his fault. It's the idiots who won Man United. His wages aren't necessarily his fault, but the idiots who won Man United. But you are at Man United, so you have to perform. You have to play well. Rashford was criticised last season, well, for the last 18 months, for being awful. So Antony, who's just turned up at the football club, he needs to improve. He needs to do better, and he knows that, and he needs to be consistent. And you could call that by a lot of the players this season. So we'll see how the game goes. It's I'd say kicks off in just over 20 minutes. And there we have it. Game over. It's finished. West Ham 1, Butlers Manchester United 0. A poor performance. West Ham, I mean, one of the commentators was at my friend, so I had to endure the commentary. But one of the I don't know whether it was the analyst or the scarily, Me and Jermaine Jennis agreed at one point during the commentary, but basically I think it was a commentator said outplayed and outfought, an embarrassing performance from Manchester United. Really, they don't really have any comeback on that. At least against Brighton, they did show a bit of heart, a bit of battle, and created some decent enough chances. I mean, some people will say, some very red-tinted Manchester United fans will say, well, there were opportunities early in the game. There were opportunities early in the game, but they were just speculative opportunities early in the match that sort of came from pretty much nothing. And if your target is to try and score goals from either wonder strikes or from little flicks, there's no strategy to try and get goals, and that's one of the biggest problems. But the biggest problem today, unfortunately, David De Gea, shocking mistake, and that cost United the game, although it could have been more. West Ham fully deserved their victory, and it just goes to show that Manchester United just really, I mean, as I say, I don't want to use the they seem to be flagging, but there was just no physicality at all within that game. I actually think the defence actually did quite well. It was the players in front of them, the midfield and the strikers, just not doing their, not sort of joining in. There seemed to be a disconnect. It was quite easy for West Ham to break out. They were playing, they were sitting in, but United don't have the decent enough quality possession or skills to get through the low block that West Ham did set up when they were defending. And that's not to say they were trying to defend the game out. They weren't. They were actually sitting in a low block. Then they had tactical ways to break out through Antonio, Benrahma, and Jared Bowen, and Paqueta was basically running the midfield, and United just didn't seem to have an answer to it. I mean, some people will say he started Wout Weghorst. I mean, talks about Wout Weghorst. I do feel sorry for Wout Weghorst. He started him in the number 10 position and put Bruno Fernandes on the left-hand side against Kehrer, who isn't actually their regular right back. So I think you do have to look at the manager for that. Weghorst probably should have been playing in the forward position and sticking Rashford out on the left to test the new right back. I mean, people will also say Weghorst, I mean, he does more running than Martial, but this is a concern. Weghorst came off and he brought on Anthony Martial. Martial didn't really do very much. Did have an opportunity late on in the game. It was a nice little flick. Again, it was a flick that actually came off this time from Marcus Rashford. But yeah, United were putting pressure on, but if they got the equaliser, it would not have been deserved in the slightest. And Dennis has been in touch. He is an Everton fan, so he did want Man United to get some kind of result, but he also wants Liverpool to get top four, which is pretty much standard for Dennis. But bottlers and disgrace are the words that Dennis have come up with. I can't. And De Gea is taking Bung's match fixer. You know, I've called some players out, saying check their bank balance in a joke away. On that save, there's no excuses. Some people thought he might have slipped, but I just looked and just thought he got a full hand on it. And the shot was very powerful. And you keep that out, and then unfortunately that changed the atmosphere. And these Man United players, as I say, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I've said it right at the start of the season, the weak mentality of these players, even the newer players, is clear for all to see. And the biggest problem is trying to score goals. And one thing I did notice, there were a couple of opportunities where United got into sort of ridiculous shooting positions for Bruno Fernandes and Marcus Rashford. A couple of times from Fernandes, once from Marcus Rashford, where they basically just blazed the ball over, or it was a shot, it was basically a shot to nothing. I mean, they didn't even mention Marcus Rashford's ridiculous free kick against Brighton. There doesn't seem to be much unity within that team, and maybe it's a good time that they've actually got a week off. But what does Ten Hag actually do? Does he give the players a few days off to get a bit of time to rest up? Or does he actually, get them back in and set things up? I mean, I talked about Anthony, and it's basically the one-footed player. He's not the only one that was a problem today. It was a poor team performance, and Ten Hag needs to sort this out, because, as I say, it is a bottle job. It's an absolute Arsenal-style choke if they do not make top four. I mean, we do have one thing in common with Manchester City, is that we've got a team breathing down our necks. When I say breathing, we've got a point behind us, but we have the game in hand. We've got three home matches. United's home record is absolutely outstanding this season since they lost to Brighton. They need to get the results from there, and an away match at Bournemouth. And, you know, I always heard a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, look look at the running. We've got some good home games, Wolves, Fulham and Chelsea, and then Bournemouth away. We should win them. It's all about we should win, we should win, we should win. Have you seen this Manchester United team over the last few years? Should means nothing. No, should is an absolute joke word. It should be you've got to go out and win, and you've got to do it. And if you can't do it, you don't actually deserve anything. And United, on their current form, deserve to be a mid-table team. And as I say, like Arsenal, who have had a good season, it's not going to be a great season. Anybody who says that when they bottle the title, United will not be a good will be a good season, but it will not be a great season if they're bottling top four. And obviously, the FA Cup final is to come, but it will be a disappointment. And especially as the position you get in. It's the position you get in, and they're in a strong position to gain that top four. And they're basically just sort of messing it up, and partly due to poor performances and players just not being right on it. And as I say, I don't want the excuse of players not having time off. They've got a week now till the Wolves game. They've got another week then till the Bournemouth game. Is that going to be an excuse if they perform poorly then? United need to step up to the plate and basically show actually some worth. Show that they want. Show that they can outfight people. Show they can actually try and dominate teams. I mean, Christian Eriksen today, you'd think it was his sort of kind of game, but he just didn't get into it. He just did not get into the game at all. So, you know, a lot of work for Ten Hag to think about. Obviously, a lot of people will say we've got to drop David De Gea. Well, fine, if you want to drop David De Gea because of the mistakes he's made in the match, fine. But then we'd have Jack Butlin in goal. And if that's what you want, then fine, he makes a mistake. You know, unfortunately, I don't even think it's unfortunately, but David De Gea is going to be in goal for the rest of the season. It makes sense, unless he throws a couple more in. But they're going to just have to get in there, and then the players, you know, it's not necessarily always all down to the manager. The players need to step up, and as I say, we need to get unity back in that football team, because something's not right from midfield to strikers. Something's not right. They do not create opportunities. You've got wingers who want to shoot, and all this intricate passing, they're not good enough to do it. They are literally not good enough to do it, and they try to do it. The decision making is absolutely shocking. So as I say, now 6 days off their first sort of week off, essentially, since December. And they need to be ready for when Wolves come, because Wolves will make it a difficult game. They are a physical side under Lopetegui. United were a little bit fortunate to win at Molineux End. Wolves won't be scared to come to Old Trafford. They won there last season. So United need to be ready, need to be step up. And as I say, don't care if people think they're being harsh calling them bottlers. That's exactly what they are if they fail to get top four. They'll be in exactly the same pot as Arsenal, and they're just going to have to take the stick until they can step up to the plate and actually get to the key point of the season of winning their next few matches. That's it. Get the result. I mean, people will say get the results at home. Just get the results. Two wins in their next two matches is absolutely crucial before, as I say, a ridiculous Thursday night game. And then United only have 3 days until the Fulham game. It is ridiculous. I've looked at the way the fixtures have set up. It's absolutely shambolic and pretty one-eyed. But anyway, but if you notice, they beat Brighton in the FA Cup and lost to them in the next match. They beat West Ham in the FA Cup. Last match of the season is Fulham. We all know what happened in that FA Cup match. Mitrovic will be back by then as well. They'll be gunning for Manchester United. So the best thing to do is to get the job done in the next few matches. Remember, it's actually 73 points that are needed. Brighton have got a lot. They've got some very difficult matches. Newcastle losing today is probably a bit of a bonus, because it puts a little bit of pressure on them, because they've got a couple of difficult matches to come. Sam Allardyce, Leeds, Elland Road, that should be interesting. So United need to step it up and stop doing that. But anyway, enough of that. All the pods up is at the usual place, www.mufcglobal.co.uk. Provides podcast platforms as Spotify, Podbean, Pcast, Podvine, Google Podcasts. Just search MUFC Global at your favorite search engine, and it will come up, and then you can click on it, you can listen to it, you can comment on it, you can say if you think I'm being a bit harsh, you can say if you think I'm being United have had a good season, they've won the trophy, but they also need to step up to the plate and actually show that they have willingness to actually be up for the fight, because they're not showing that now. And at the moment, they don't look like a unified football team to me. They look like some individuals playing out there, and Ten Hag needs to sort that out, and the players do as well. Bruno Fernandes is the captain of the side, let's be perfectly honest. I've talked about this before. I personally think he was told he had to keep Maguire as captain when he basically shouldn't have. He should have been stronger there. He waited until after the Brentford game. Just imagine if he'd started going in stronger earlier on, we may not have lost the points that we lost earlier at the start of the season. Those 6 points, those could be crucial at the end of the season. And I'm still laughing after that City match, everybody talking about Man United in the title race. I said at the time they weren't in the title race because they're not good enough, they're not up to it, they can't handle it when things go wrong. Are they bottlers? We'll find out in the next few weeks. Thanks for listening. I will be back after the Wolves game next Saturday.